Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, my wife's been watching a lot of reality TV. I'd love a story to show her how awful some of those people are. That'd be great.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John here with Jamie. How you doing, man?
Doing really well. Reality TV, I feel like, really took off in the 90s, early 2000s with The Real World and those kinds of things. And now you can find a reality show for almost any activity ever, ever.
Yeah. Even if you don't have like live TV, there are YouTube channels devoted to like families putting their whole life on the internet and doing like almost a daily vlog sometimes. It's wild. Do you think your life would be as entertaining that you could make it into a reality show?
No chance. You would have to do some extreme stuff, and I'm not willing to do that. We saw that with the case we covered over on True Crime Cast recently with Ruby Frankie. If you haven't listened to that episode, go check it out. And this one isn't quite as violent, but it is still crime nonetheless.
All right, man. 10 minutes or less, why don't you get the ball rolling?
Yeah, let's talk about that pretty high-profile case of Todd and Julie Chrisley. Now, they lived an extravagant lifestyle, but that all came crashing down when they were charged with some criminal acts. They gained their fame as the stars of USA Network's reality show, Chrisley Knows Best, which there have been so many plays on the phrase father knows best in these reality shows, but this basically followed their lives and their upbringing of their five kids. It premiered in 2014, was popular for its portrayal of Todd's brutal honesty parenting style and the family's opulent lifestyle. The series ran right up to 2023, but the Chrisley's off-screen activities have been what's been in the news since then.
In August of 2019, they were indicted on several charges, including evading nearly $2 million in state taxes. They were using their production company to hide over $1 million of reality TV income from the IRS, and they also directed an employee to falsify income and asset documents. The couple pleaded not guilty and initially scored a significant legal victory when prosecutors dropped the state tax charges 2 months later. The Georgia Department of Revenue found that, contrary to the accusations, the Chrisleys actually owed less than $77,000 due to an incorrect filing on one of the tax returns.
That's a lot of money.
Like, that's, you know, a pretty good income nowadays, and that's what they owed in taxes.
Right, and there were still the bank fraud and federal tax charges, and those are really the big ones. During their trial, prosecutors portrayed them as manipulative schemers who exaggerated their wealth to banks and submitted false documentation to secure over $30 million in loans, all while hiding money from the IRS to sustain their affluent lifestyle. Assistant U.S. Attorney Annalee Peters described their actions succinctly by saying, "They made up documents and they lie through their teeth to get what they want whenever they want it."
After nearly a three-week trial, Todd and Julie were found guilty of conspiracy to commit bank fraud, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and tax fraud. Julie also faced a conviction for wire fraud. The sentencing, in my opinion, was pretty severe. Todd received 12 years in prison. Julie was sentenced to 7 years.
Yeah, especially with her being convicted of more crimes than Todd. But we see people in True Crime Cast getting, I mean, just slaps on the wrist for assault and murder. So this, I don't know that this is too extreme for what they did, but comparatively to other sentences, it certainly seems extreme. Currently, Todd is serving his sentence out at the Federal Correction Institution in Pensacola, Florida, with an eligible release date of January 22nd, 2033. Julie, on the other hand, is incarcerated at Florida's Federal Correction Institution at Mariana, and she's eligible for parole on October 19th of 2028. The drastic shift from their glamorous reality show where they were famous and rich to to being convicted felons has been a pretty shocking development for those who held them in a pretty bright light with their show work.
Paying taxes is not fun. I mean, you and I have a, we have a business that we have to pay taxes on, and we pay federal, state, we pay Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare. I feel like every time I'm turned around, I'm taxed, right? But that's what we have to do to not go to jail. And I think they just wanted to maintain their lifestyle. And, you know, that's a big chunk of change they weren't going to pay.
And I love doing these shows, but we're not raking in millions of dollars annually on our podcast empire, but they were. And I don't know how they think they can, like, I'm scared if I accidentally hide a dollar from the government, I'm not going to sleep. Like, how do you hide that much money and feel like you're not going to get caught?
I legitimately probably pay too much in taxes just so that I could never have to go to jail.
Above board, be above reproach. And they were reproaching the crap out of this money. I don't even know what that means.
Can I just play devil's advocate? I listened to a podcast today where it said that our national debt, if it was broken down per taxpayer, it would be over $225,000 would be what each taxpayer has to pay right now to for the country to be out of debt. Why are we putting people like that in prison? They were going to contribute over $100,000 annually to America's tax system. Why don't we just let them out of prison, but then have like a full-time auditor that audits their business and keeps their books?
You're probably gonna have to pay that auditor $100,000. So maybe it cancels out. No, I agree with you. Like there's a, it's like robbing Peter to pay Paul. We're going to punish you, but it's going to hurt us. This is the old dad. This is going to hurt me more than it does you.
And it really does. Like it does. We are paying to incarcerate them.
Yes, whereas, it's very expensive.
Yeah. They could be contributing, but just have somebody, have Big Brother looking over their back.
Yeah. Find them extra taxes. Yeah. Let's just take all their money and give them, we'll ship you some food every day. You guys send us all your money and help us get rid of this debt while you pay off what you did to us.
Or like make them be under house arrest. That would be some pretty good content.
It would. Let's video that and the government gets all the proceeds.
You're court ordered for a vlog. You can't leave this area. Godspeed.
We need to be in charge of recreating sentences for things like this.
That would be fun. Call your senators. Bless their hearts.
Let's do it. Yeah, we'll do it. Check us out over on Bless Their Hearts if you haven't. We have a lot of fun over there. But this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.